Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I imagine we're going to be talking a lot of Rockets basketball as they make a couple more moves. One, a little bit of a head-scratcher, but the other, what we expected, what we have been hearing. There are a lot of rumors swirling about Dorian Finney, and sure enough, the Rockets pick up Dorian Finney-Smith on a deal that, it may hinder them. There's a lot of stuff going on here as far as the salary cap in the future goes, the luxury tax, and where Clint Capella is going to fit in as well. Bringing Clint Capella back and signing Dorian Finney-Smith. I was just looking through Dorian Finney-Smith's stats, and we talked about Robert Horry yesterday. Pretty similar players, actually. And it's going to be interesting to see because he doesn't score a bunch. Dorian Finney-Smith, a lot like Robert Horry, has only averaged double digits a couple of times in his career, like Robert Horry. Robert was a 7 point a game guy. He's 8.3. He's a 43% shooter from the field. Robert was 42. He's a little bit better 3 point shooter, 36-34. But very similar, very good defensively. Not sure at 32 he can cover guards out there on the wing anymore, Lance. But he's a guy that he could cover inside and outside in the past. So this is a move, I think, it bolsters you defensively. And it gives you a guy that can knock down a three and can space the floor for you whenever you go inside with Alpi or if you kick it out with Kevin Durant, whatever the case may be. This is a move that a lot of people are lauding, again, for the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, classic 3-and-D player. He is... Last year, he had his career high 41% from three. He's had some moments where he shot it in the high 30s, and then he's, have a season where he drifts back down to 34% or a little bit lower. But this is a move that allows, it's interesting the way that they're collecting wings now. You almost wonder what Tari Eason's future is a little bit with the Finney-Smith because it's starting to. Starting to play out like, it is a little, Finney-Smith, that's a really good signing, right? Plays defense, can shoot the three a little bit. You don't know what Tari Eason's future is anyway because he's a guy whose contract is going to come up. You can't pay everyone. We talked about that. Dell's talked about consolidation of talent a few different times, and that's, what we may see with some trades. So I don't know that it's even over now. Like, I'm not sure it's even over now. Finney-Smith is a good addition. He really fits what Ime Udoka likes to do, and trying to figure out how they're going to play all these guys is kind of fun, to be honest with you, about what the lineup would look like. Now, I will say this: the Rockets. The surprising one was the Rockets getting back Clint Capella for a little over $7 million a year. It's fully guaranteed for 3 years. And so you look at it and you say, well, you have Steven Adams and you have Alpi, so where exactly is Clint Capella going to play? And I think that's a pretty fair question, other than we know that he's not going to play every night on back-to-backs. So Clint Capela fills in on those nights where it's back-to-back and Steven Adams isn't playing. You've got Clint Capela. Or is there something, this has been thrown around out there a little bit on the Twitters, that what if you are just getting enough together where it's Steven Adams and Clint Capela, and Alperen is going to be part of another move to get Giannis Antetokounmpo, where Alperen and then maybe a Jabari Smith who's under contract. So I think you could still trade Jabari Smith. Now, I don't think his number activates this year. I don't think it doesn't activate until next year. But there's still some – they have enough on the roster right now where there could be another move that we don't know about. It's possible that there could be something else in play. And, of course, the one that everyone speculates about is Giannis. But they're awfully deep at center now, which is the one that you said was – I assume that's the one you said was a little head-scratching. That one caught me off guard, adding Clint Capela. That caught me off guard. But they got three big bigs. They got a stretch four. And, you know, they've got Tari Eason can play three. You've got Dorian Finney-Smith that can play three. They're playing on the wing, basically. You know, you've got obviously Jabari can play that stretch four and likely would play the stretch four if that's the lineup you're going for. You've got the ability. You're going to be big with Amen Thompson at the two. Fred is just a small guy, so whatever. But you got a chance to go with small lineups now that are really, really tough and nasty defensively. And very, very long. Like, you've got a lot of different things that your roster right now. Rafael Stone has put together a roster right now. And I guess the word is that Cam Whitmore and Cam and Jock Landale are going to be out the door, I guess, as part, you know, trying to – one of them is going to go for this – for Capela. I don't know if it was announced, but I guess that's going to be part of this deal that's coming up is they're going to be out the door. You have to move some salary. The question next is going to be, is Tari Eason stick around?
Well, you're looking at the small lineup. I'm looking at the big lineup.
Yeah, but
Alperen
big lineups
Adams
don't
on the
win.
Floor at the same time. With Kevin Durant, you can put Jabari or Finney-Smith and Amen. Holy crap.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That is your small lineup. Your small lineup is long as hell. That's your small lineup. You don't even have to play. Those guys are all on the court, even if Alperen doesn't play. So, your small lineup is quick and long. But it's not short. It's not a short lineup.
No. Well, I'm talking about when Adams and Alpi are in the court. That's not your small lineup.
No. But I think that's, you know, I still think that's, you kind of have to limit that. There's going to be certain teams that really works against well, and there's other teams you can't do it as much against. But
yeah, I don't see Cam Whitmore. I mean,
Cam's
it's just a shame.
We got to stop talking. Cam Whitmore's been gone. Look, you know that, and I know that. We talked about it during the year. It's just a matter of when he exits the team. He's not going to be part of this team.
Yeah, I just don't see it. And so it's still going to be Alperen, Jabari, Kevin Durant, Amen Thompson, Fred VanVleet.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, Finney-Smith coming off the bench, Tari coming off the bench, Steven Adams coming off
Reed.
The bench. Reed. Yeah, I
got
you
to.
Know,
they
know,
got to play
but,
Reed
know, as many minutes as Fred VanVleet plays – as much as he loves him on the floor, Reed's going to be limited again this year, probably.
Well, he'll get some of those amen. He'll get some of those amen minutes.
Yeah,
too.
Then you're going to be that's your small. Fred VanVleet and Reed Sheppard on the floor at the same time.
He'll get some of those minutes, and Reed will be just a pure two. So you're going to have to figure out defensively what you're going to do with Reed Sheppard. And Gordon just re-signed too, and Gordon can get minutes. So
so I guess you're right. I think Steven Adams. When Steven Adams can't play, that's when you play Clint Capela. Clint Capela was a bench guy last year.
Yeah, his minutes are a career low 21. They're going down and down. Everything about Clint Capela is sinking. He's 31. He looks a little softer body-wise.
I don't get the Jeff Green and the Jason Tate.
Well, wait. And that's what I'm saying. This is where things start to pile up on you, where they could be part of a salary dump for another bigger trade because it doesn't make sense. Off the rip, you say, why would you go at these guys instead of somebody much cheaper? Just get a cheaper version. Like, what are you doing? Unless you need salaries to, you know, unless you need to have salaries to bring together to be part of a bigger trade.
Yeah.
Because that's why Jeff Green, like, what are you doing? I don't understand that either. What's the Jeff Green thing? Other than, well, he's a veteran. You know, when he comes in, he's ready to go. He's a guy Ime would like. But, you know, you could presumably get somebody a little less expensive and a little more athletic off the bench. You know, the thought might be, well, if we're going to have somebody that far on the bench, we want somebody we know doesn't have to be playing and we can just activate. And he's a pro. He's good with the teammate. It's probably that, but it also could be that they need to have a bunch of guys under contract that they can round up and create a certain number to trade for another player.
Well, now, okay, this is from Jackson Gatlin. The Rockets signing Clint Capella is great depth, a great depth move, and a sign that Fertitta's don't care about the tax and want to win at all costs right now, which is dangerous because you got, say, a lot of signings to do. And if you're not going to do anything else, it's going to prohibit you to do some stuff in the future. Or B, the precursor to another major blockbuster deal involving Alperen Şengün.
Yeah, that's
how would
out
the
there.
Fan base? What do you think the fan base would think about dealing Alpi?
Be a lot of back-to-back Jalen and Alpi will be a lot of teeth gnashing. There's going to be a lot of fans, especially your young fans who have come up with that unit, you know, with that duo, that would be a little bit disappointed, I think. Way more so than Jalen Green. You move Alpi and there's going to be some concern. You open yourself up for a lot of criticism if you don't get off to a very good start. And like I said, if you look at the history of it over the last 10 years, collecting aging players does not work very well anymore. It's not really a recipe for success. So I think, you know, that's calling, you know, you'd have to call Giannis an aging player. What is he, 31? So that's not really, you know, I don't really think he's still in his prime, very much so. If you look at how he played this year, he's averaged over 30 points a game. He averaged 30.4 and 12 rebounds a game, shot 60% from the field with 6.5 assists. I mean, these numbers are phenomenal. Those are MVP numbers. That's how good he is. Right now, Giannis, in July, so coming up this month, he'll turn 31. July 30th. No. He was born December 6th. So he'll turn 31 during the season. So he's still, I mean, this is still, to me, a young, in his prime, still an in his prime player. But I think the fan base, I thought about that too. I think the fan base would be, I think they would, there's a higher percentage that would be a little disappointed with that than with Jalen going.
I think there would be backlash. But if it's Giannis, then I think everybody just goes,
okay,
well,
how about I play a new game? How would you do? What would be your mental health and your personal health if they rounded up some players and moved them for LeBron? How would you be doing?
I would be in a suit in the corner, you know, banging my head against the wall. Uh-huh. There is zero chance it's for a guy with 1 year left. That's it. No, zero chance that's happening. Zero, less than zero. So
that's a form, John. It's one of the greatest players of all time. You have to take your chances.
Yeah.
You have to go all in.
Why don't they just get Michael?
Alperen straight up for LeBron. Alperen and some players for LeBron. You don't love that?
Yeah. No, I don't love that.
Okay, me either.
No. Yeah. No. Don't love anything about that. Yeah. But you know, you go ahead. Get that job.
Don't forget that you always have to look for the little signs, and Brian Windhorst is one of those guys that I keep an eye on, because the other day he said, when you make this move for Kevin Durant, you blah, 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 blah. But you have these young players that you can sign or trade. And he said his little or trade. He knew when he said that, and the way he said it, I couldn't help but think he might know something here.
Okay, what will Milwaukee take?
I mean, if it's not Alperen and Amen, I don't know that I'm doing it.
I don't think they're doing Amen.
Rockets wouldn't do Amen. I would be pissed. Like if that, I'm out on everything. If it's Amen and Alperen, I'm out on everything. You have literally just slammed the door to a tiny little window instead of a wide open door of winning championships. I would be super pissed. But I would think if the Rockets were willing to do it, it'd be Tari, it'd be all these first round picks that they have left. It would be Amen, and then you'd have to, I mean, not Amen, Alperen. It would really have to be Alperen, Tari, and a series of first round picks, and then some of the guys that, you know, the Jeff Greens and maybe even Clint Capellas, you know, to make it work, to make the numbers work. So I don't know. Like, it's you know, realistically, you could say, you know, Cam Whitmore could obviously be part of that. But it starts with Alperin, and they're going to want Amen, and you're going to say, no, we'll do Tari, but we're not doing Amen. And I don't know if the talk slammed shut there, because there's going to be other teams who are – we're talking about one of the best players in the world. There's going to be other teams that say, wait, we want Giannis on our team. Mm-hmm. Let us see if we can't make a little offer for you. But Alperin's a young guy who can – you know, who's a 2010-type player. He's going to have a lot of – you know, he's got a lot of value. He's got a lot of value. Very young, 2010. He's on a friendly deal right now, relatively friendly club deal right now. So a lot of value for him.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. What did you guys think of the signings? I think we saw it coming, but it's nice. This is nice. This rotation now. Holy crap. Everybody's got
everybody's thinking this team
is the second best team in the West and maybe can compete for that Western Conference title. We shall see. I know the best payroll company, okay? You hear it all the time. When you get testimonial after testimonial after testimonial, it seems like it's not every one of their clients, but there's a lot of them that sure do come on our air, and they talk about what HR&P has done for them. They go out of their way. They come to the station. They record the spot. It tells you that they care about HR&P, that they want HR&P to succeed, because HR&P is helping them succeed. It'll help you. HR&P will help your business succeed. What is it that you are doing with your business that maybe HR&P can look at, and they can save you money? It's all about the bottom line, right? You have to be successful so that your people are successful. Your people want you to be as good as you can possibly be, so those paychecks keep on coming in. Well, get those paychecks to the people as economically as you can, as technologically perfect as you can. You get your taxes done, get your 401Ks, get all your benefits packages as well. HR&P can help you pick those, the right ones for your company. It's what HR&P does every day, and HR&P does it for us, and they'll do it for you. HR&P.net. Tell them you heard it right here. Get a free evaluation of what you're doing with your business, and let HR&P help you out. HR&P.net.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What do you think of the Dorian Finney-Smith deal? Clint Capella coming back. It's interesting. Brook Lopez signs with the Clippers. And you know, that was a guy that was supposed to come here. We wouldn't have Steven Adams if we had been able to sign Brook Lopez a couple of years ago. Instead, we got Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, and Brook Lopez was supposed to be in that mix, but he decided to stay in Milwaukee. Maybe he's reading the writing on the wall there. Maybe he got a little tip, or he's like, I don't know that this thing isn't falling apart over here. I'm out of here, and he goes to the Clippers, and maybe that's a sign. Maybe. It just seems that there's a lot of things pointing that Giannis is not going to be with Milwaukee. And quite possibly, Giannis is coming here to Houston. We shall see if that comes. It wouldn't shock me at all if the Rockets make that move.
Well, it'd be now, pretty shocking if they pulled a Giannis move after a KD move. That's almost.
Well, how about that roster now? If you let's assume you got to get rid of Tari.
It's not real deep. Assuming what you have to give up.
Well, you're going to have to get rid of Tari. You're going to have to get rid of Alpi up, Tari up. You'll have to give up at least Cam.
You basically be Reed.
Reed.
You basically be Reed. So I and guess it's Steven Adams Reed. Starts at center? He doesn't even play. He doesn't even play back.
Is that why you picked center. Up Clint Capella?
Unless you're moving KD to the three.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Well, KD or Jabari, whatever.
I mean, KD doesn't really play the three anymore, so you're probably starting Giannis in a center spot.
Oh, if you added Giannis. Oh, yeah. I guess Giannis would have to be the center.
Yeah.
I guess Giannis would be the five-ish.
Yeah, but and then you've got your two bigs with him and Adams, and Steven Adams can come in. And
yeah, you'd still have Steven Adams and Clint Capella. You'd have Finney Smith, and you'd have Reed Shepard.
And, of course, Fred.
And Fred.
No, off the bench.
Off the bench, yeah.
And
you become much older very quickly.
Oh, you got way older. You're 36, 31, 31, 32, going to be 33. You're one of the oldest, one of the older teams in the league, like that.
Which would make me question how much they would actually give up, considering how it changes their complexion of their roster. Because if you're getting that old,
well, it changes the whole. I mean, it's a total turnover.
Yeah, you are no longer.
You now become an old team that's relying upon not getting hurt.
Would you do Tari, Jabari, and Alpi?
No, I'm not doing any. Honestly, I'm probably not doing anything now that Kevin Durant came. It was one or the other for me. I'm not okay with completely taking a young, vibrant roster with still had growth and upside and completely flipping it on its head so you can get everything right now, so you can microwave the potential for right now. That's something I just, the more we talk about it, the more I really don't love that.
The Clint Capella signing is, to me, an indicator that, whoa.
Yeah, it is a curious sign.
Yeah, it's curious.
And the Finney Smith, to me, when you already have Tarese, and I also thought that's a little bit like, that's a little curious, and why are you going to go back in on Jayshon Tate and Jeff Green? It's like, I don't know where all this money's coming from. Everyone's getting 3 and 4 year deals. Steven Adams, 3. Finney Smith, 4. Fred is 2, miraculously. I do wonder what that means for Tari Eason's future. Because Amen, no doubt, is going to get a max. Like, Amen's going to be the first max player that is homegrown from the roster.
Yeah.
He'll end up being a max player. So you're going to re-sign him to a max contract. I don't know when they'll be able to do it. I haven't, really gotten down and jumped into the roster. The roster, the salary cap stuff is so fluid right now, I don't even want to look at it right now because it really needs to settle.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, but the thought of being that old is really kind of disappointing to me if that were to happen.
Yeah. We'll see. You want Giannis? You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. It would be a complete turnover.
God, you'd have six
of
players.
A roster that finished second that was young and homegrown and now mostly, maybe some homegrown stuff left.
Capella,
but mostly
Adams, Giannis, KD, Finney Smith, Fred VanVleet, Jeff Green, 7 players who are 31 or older is what you would have. Golly, you'd be old as hell.
Yep. Well.
And guys in your front court can't even play every game.
And yet you're picking up Giannis and Kevin.
You
got
to load manage KD. You're going to have Steven Adams can't play back-to-back nights. Like, I don't know, man. That would be a lot different conversation than when Kevin Durant came over for cheap. He came over for cheap. All of a sudden, we're having a completely different conversation if this turns into Giannis, too.
Yep. They're crazy. We got some Astros news that we haven't gotten to yet. Jeremy Pena, broken rib, got hit in the ribs the other night, had to leave the game Friday night, and he is now on the IL with a broken rib. I wonder how long that's going to take.
You don't have that happen very often.
You ever have a broken rib?
No, but I've heard you can't cough, you can't breathe.
I've had a broken
rib. Something happen a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I had a broken rib. I slipped. I was wearing socks on our stairs, and I just went straight up in the air, and boom, broke my rib. And wow, is that painful. And he's got one. His is in the front. Mine was in the back. I don't know if there's any difference or what the deal is, but I can tell you, it was kind of surprising that it wasn't as debilitating, and it didn't take as long as I thought it was going to take. But, you know, we've got four series left starting in Colorado tonight. We got four series left before the All-Star break. It doesn't look like he's going to be an All-Star now with this broken rib. We shall see. I don't know that he comes back in before mid-July. I don't know. I'm just assuming that a broken rib is going to keep him out maybe a little bit longer than a few weeks. So this is that's bad news. The good news is that you've got Mauricio Dubon, who can play short. About it, you're not losing much defensively. You're really not. Dubon grew up as a shortstop, so he knows the position, and dude can just he can flash the leather.
I like that the medical staff figured out there was a fracture there early on.
Right away. Yeah. And instead of, hey, get back out there and start swinging, you know, maybe we should rest it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we should rest it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's bad news, though. He was having an all-star year. He's second in WAR. He's been second in WAR in all of the majors, and that's just not great to lose Jeremy Peña. But it's this team. I don't know what it is, but it just keeps on chugging along. Third best record in all of baseball, and you know it doesn't matter who gets hurt. The next guy steps up, and the next guy gets the job done. It's amazing. So. We'll see what happens there. Again, Mauricio Dubon in there, not as good a hitter, but he can field with anybody in the league. So that's that kind of sucks. You start in Colorado tonight. You know, you got Gordon and Walter going in between with a brown sandwich. You're not nearly as afraid. Gordon against Dollander tonight. And then Brown against Gomber, and then Walter against Freeland. Colorado playing better of late, but they still suck. So the Astros, you hope you get sweeped that because you got the Dodgers coming up this weekend at the Dodgers, which we're going to go to the game, and I'm wearing my orange there on Friday. And then you got Cleveland and Texas, and you run, and that's it back home, and you got the All-Star break. So. So I think you can weather the storm without Jeremy, right? I think you'll be.
Yeah, it depends on how you tell us how long he's out.
Yeah, I don't think he comes back before the All-Star break. And you know,
it's a little bit of a. You know, we'll see. I mean, he's your top offensive player.
Yeah, I know, but you know, maybe it's not as painful. Maybe it's not going to be again. The Astros. It's tough to trust the Astros. The athletic trainers, if you want to know the truth, but we'll see whether or not it can. Yeah, because I don't know, a broken rib. I think it might stay around if you're trying to do too much. So you gotta just rest that, and hopefully he just rests it and gets better and come back the second half of the season. That's all. Get back the second half of the season and let's go again.
Yeah,
it'll be a nice little break for him too. You know, get his head right, get some rest, and then get back here and kick ass again like he has been. Jeremy Peña is having a great season, a season that's going to pay him big money, and probably somewhere else. So there's that, Lance. Just so you know,
we're not supposed to talk about that. Dale put that off limits yesterday.
Yeah.
Enjoy your players and stop talking
about
it.
Enjoy your players while they're here. That's all.
I mean, we could be the Utah Jazz knowing that your draft pick is waiting until he can get out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be – he's on the 10-day IL only because he's going to be able to return whenever he can, but it won't be before – I highly doubt he's coming back. The All-Star break is the 13th. Is today the 1st?
Yeah, today's the 1st, yeah.
Today's the 1st, yeah. The All-Star break, they get back, the 17th? That's where I would target him at the earliest coming back. I don't think there's any chance they bring him back before the All-Star break.
Well, Dana Brown's at it again. He goes, you know, there's nothing that says he can't come back as soon as the inflammation goes down. He could still swing a bat. All right, man.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Why do you need to rush him back like that? You know, he could, you know, come back as soon as the inflammation goes down. How about we just have the thing heal and then he comes back?
Yeah, I don't understand why he's doing this.
He said that yesterday. I was like, oh no, not again. The inflammation thing. If the bone is broken, let it heal completely, and then he comes back. It's not the playoffs. He ain't a hockey player where he needs to prove his toughness in the middle of July in this crappy division.
Yeah, you got a 6-game lead. Let the dude heal. Let him heal.
Well, I don't know, John. As long as he's – let him show how tough
he is. Oh,
he's going
to let him heal, but why give people this false sense of hope?
Yeah,
wouldn't you just say when he's completely healed, he'll come back? No, it's like, well, if he can start swinging the bat when it's less painful, let's see. All right. Thanks, Dana. If I'm Jeremy Payne, I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
Now it's a question of my toughness.
Why aren't you back yet?
Now it's a question of my toughness. Can I deal with the pain? No, I got a broken rib. Let me just work through that by resting.
Yeah, who was the Cub pitcher that hit him? We got to take care of that business sometime. Right?
Somebody's got to get clipped.
Yeah. I mean, somebody.
You know, clipped.
Somebody got to go down.
Oh, you mean death? You want to kill a pitcher?
No.
He said clipped. What do you think that means?
No.
You clip him
with a baseball.
Oh, okay. Just to be clear, you don't want that pitcher to die, do you, Lance?
No, but there was once a Russian boxer.
What's
that mean?
What do you?
Who said if he dies, he dies?
That was a fictional story.
Well, it happened in Russia.
No, that happened in America.
Yeah,
he killed Apollo in America.
Didn't they fight in Russia?
Yes, Rocky beat him. But when he says if he dies, he dies. That happened in America. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes things happen on the baseball field. You just never know.
But that was on a boxing ring.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's kind of an eye for an eye. If you hit ours, we're going to hit yours. Break somebody's – can we break Kyle Tucker's shoulder?
Mm.
You come after our ribs, we go after your whole shoulder. Wow. Is there a way that we can create a Tommy John for one of their pitchers?
Like yeah, just sign him and have him pitch here.
I don't know if we want
to. It's that easy. Bring him up through the organization.
If you want to injure cup pitcher,
forearm tightness.
Acquire him and have him pitch for the Astros.
Because that, for sure, he's done.
It doesn't take long for that forearm tightness to kick in.
No.
We did it to Wesneski.
Oh, yeah.
We just did it to a former Cub pitcher.
That's a good point.
It's what we do.
Maybe that was get back.
It's what we do.
Maybe that's why they hit Jeremy.
No. Wait a minute. I don't think they cared about Wesneski after he was here.
After the trade.
You just never know. Maybe he has some friends on that team.
Maybe. Maybe that guy was, that's my best friend. You guys ruined him. Boom. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. What do you think about the moves? Let's go. Get in here. Right now I'm talking about Game Day Men's Health. Okay. So you got downtown location. You go see Jarrett. Friendswood, Kyle. And Katie, Amina. In Mount Bellevue, Paul, NASA Clear Lake, you go see James, North Point, Connie, Pearland, Angela, Sugarland, Ray, Jeremy is in the Woodlands, Kripal is in the West Chase, Westheimer area, and Sean is in Willowbrook. There are 11 locations now. There are more coming. Is there one that sparked you up? Oh, that's near me. Let me go. Let me go over there. Let me get to Tom Boyle. Let me get to Mount Bellevue, Friendswood. If you can hear us, there's one. Hey, I drive a little bit up to Willowbrook to go to mine. I'm fine, and I'm fine with that. Yeah, because I really believe in what they're doing, okay? So if you're looking for the Game Day Men's Health near you, there you go. Go to GameDayMen'sHealth.com and see for yourself. What I love about them, free evaluation, labs on site, and care, okay? They just want to make sure that you're the best you can possibly be. How is your testosterone level? Get that tested. See where your free testosterone is. And then they've got the peptides to help you attain all your goals as well. You want to get skinnier, you want to get stronger, you want to get whatever it is, more focused, sexually better, whatever it is that you want to get. It's at GameDayMensHealth.com. GameDayMensHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
I don't even think it's arguable.
Okay,
they're
what happens when they're not?
Better this year, better team without Kyle Tucker.
Why?
And Alex Bregman.
Why is that?
Because they're winning more games with fewer pitchers than they had
last
year.
Fewer runs scored, yeah, because Fromber and Hunter Brown have been incredible.
Well, they were incredible last year, too.
Kane is in the building.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. Let's get Elliot in here. Shortest wait times ever in the history of radio right here on ESPN 97.5. On this show. The other show is not so much. What's up, Elliot?
So they make you wait 7 to 12 minutes.
Right. Hey, Elliot, what's going on?
Hey, morning, fellas. Shout out short wait time. Shout out game day men's health. Hey, So with all this Giannis talk, I think you kind of got to take an opportunity like this because it doesn't come very often to have the assets to get a game-changing player like that in all aspects, not just talent, but just overall franchise-altering acquisition like that. And losing Sengun would obviously be tough, but packaging him with some of the role players and some picks and, you know, like maybe more than that, who knows. But I think bringing him in, if you can make it work, take on that $50 million year contract and pair it with KD, I don't see why anybody would be upset for them bringing in one of the best players on the planet and taking a swing like that. It's just, I think it's an exciting time. And again, you don't have an opportunity like this very often to be able to be in a position to get somebody like that. And also, I want to make a quick note. I missed What Did You Learn This Weekend yesterday because I was too hungover to call in. But I do want to say that what I learned this weekend is when you're arguing with a woman, don't ever say, you don't know.
Don't do what John does.
You don't know. You don't know. Okay. No, I think that's – I think that closes – that shuts the argument down because she can't say – do you know – are you sure? You know for sure? No, you don't know. You don't know. So I think it's a great, great argument. 713-780-3776, shortest wait times ever. Yeah, you know, what's your window if you get Giannis? With Kevin Durant and Giannis, what's your window? I
mean, 3 years, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Three years, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
guys
Giannis is
going to
be good
years.
For a while, though. And then you lose that Kevin Durant money, you'll get somebody else that'll want to come play with him.
I think one thing that people aren't factoring in is I don't think Kevin Durant has any issue fitting onto this team. You throw another big alpha personality, a guy who's been around and been the number one on another team, you just never know how that goes. Because then you have, you know, we've seen it not work in a lot of different places. It is a very real thing. Right now you just don't have that on this Rocket team. No one's really done anything on this Rocket team. So KD comes into kind of a favorable situation where he's not looking to be a team leader, but at the same time, he's not looking for anyone to be the boss of him. Like it's still kind of going to be, you can say it's Alpi's team or Amin's here, whatever you want to say. But by default, Kevin Durant is going to get a lot of the action late in the game. I mean, he's going to be that's why they brought him in. You bring in Giannis and then you start to, you worry a little bit. You don't really worry. Worry is maybe not the right word, but one of the unpredictable things is how those personalities gel. They've never played together. I don't know how they gel. No one is going to, but I know this. Kevin Durant has been the dude on all the teams he's been on. Sometimes he was co-dude and it didn't work out except in Golden State where talent's just too great. And then with Giannis, you know, Giannis is the guy. Giannis is clearly the alpha on his team. So that's just one of those things to keep in mind. I think the window is 3 years, like you said. You know, at that point, Finney Smith is 35-ish. Fred is 34. Well, Fred's gone by then, actually. Steven Adams is off the team. You have there's a lot of change. Amin would still be here, obviously. Jabari would still be here. We don't know about Tari yet. Reed Shepard's probably still going to be here. But you obviously are in a reload situation after that. And if you deal all your first-round picks, don't forget, you're going to have to try to reload with no picks.
Yeah.
So if there's any kind of trade that comes with a bunch of picks going to Milwaukee, for example, you don't have picks to reload anymore.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be the case too, yeah. That's probably going to be the case too. I mean, if you go for Giannis, you're going. This is it. You're going for it, man.
I just think it was Giannis or KD for me. You had to.
Are you good enough now with this roster construction as is right now to win the title?
I think you're good enough to compete for a championship. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh. I do. I think so.
I don't think they want to compete for a championship. I think
that's all you
win.
Can. That's all you can say. You can't say anything other than that. Like you don't know. You just want to be able to compete for a championship. Yes, they are one of the ones in the mix, for sure. Vegas thinks that already, 100%. They're absolutely in the mix to win it. Are they the favorite? I don't see how you can say they're the favorite when you're coming off it. You don't know what the next step looks like for Amen, how quickly he takes a big step forward, what it looks like for Alperen. Can Kevin Durant stay healthy? Like, we don't know. I know this. With that roster, for sure, they are one of the top four in the West. And that's good enough for me. You just want to be – you want to have a home court, and then you go from there. They were 2 last year with what they had. We're arguing that this team is better than that one. So why wouldn't they be competing? Why wouldn't they be able to compete for a championship? Their number one issue was they couldn't score in the fourth quarter. You got that now. You got half court points. And Kevin Durant. Like, sometimes I think teams and media and fans get too enamored with this idea of just having this really fun team on paper and the names that the superstar names, and they start name chasing. And the reality is, you know, a team, you look at who are the names on Oklahoma City? What are the big names? They had a great collection of players who played well together. It's finding the right ingredients for the recipe of success is what it is. And I think you're in that neighborhood right now. I really do. Had you gotten Giannis, I think you'd be in a neighborhood. Once you start subtracting a bunch of little young ingredients, now your margin of error gets really small. You can't have injury. Like, you just can't have a long-term injury for Kevin. You actually could survive better with Kevin Durant gone if you had a Giannis, for example. But, you know, I just think what we've seen is the Rockets have a really good chemistry right now. Subtract Jaylen. All right, you're taking a chance now. You're going to move on from Jaylen and Dylan Brooks, so the chemistry is going to change some. We don't know what that's going to look like. But on paper, it still looks pretty good. I still think they compete for a championship. I still think they can – yeah, if you want me to say, yeah, I still think they can win a championship. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Why get Kevin Durant if you don't think you can?
Right.
Why
right.
make that move? I mean, you obviously think you can go from 2-1.
Yep. I think we could go for a break right here, 713-780-3776. I think we can do that. I think that we can talk about Hijack Poker right now. That's an app that you need to download. And listen, there are all kinds of different apps that you can play on, you can play poker on. Here's one, though, that you can pay with cash. You can go to one of the Texas Card House locations and put the money into your app with cash, as opposed to credit card. There's some credit card companies, I've tried it before on other sites, it's difficult to put. Some credit cards just won't let you put it on a poker site. It won't let you put money on a poker site. So Texas Card House says, well, just come stop by one of the 2 locations, Westheimer and Greenridge, or up in Spring off 45, and you can deposit, and you can withdraw there too, because on some sites it's difficult to get your money out as well. Not only put it in, but get it out as well. Not at Texas Card House, not at Hijack Poker. And you're playing some of the best poker. It's only Texas people. You're guaranteeing that there's no bots. You're not playing event here where guys are all colluding. You're playing Texas Card House. You're playing Texas poker at home if you want to. Otherwise, you can go to one of the 2 locations and hang out. They got locations all over the state as well if you're traveling. It's Austin, Dallas area, San Antonio, they've got them all over. You're looking for the best poker in the city of Houston. Right now, there's nobody better. TexasCardHouse.com. TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
I should be You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, so I wish, so Julia Morales put this out, and I wish, I really wish she hadn't. Jeremy Pena has a small fracture in one of the ribs on his left side and has been placed on the 10-day DL, IL. Astros announced initial x-rays taken on Friday did not reveal a fracture, but additional imaging was done on Sunday afternoon, and an MRI and CT scan revealed a small fracture.
Oh, there's the small fracture thing again.
I mean, their x-ray machine is like from the 60s or the 70s or what? Because they never seem to get it right the first time. That is something they should not admit.
No.
They should never admit we missed it. We missed it and we had to go do it again. Because now it seems like every time.
Yeah, why did she put, well, it was 20 hours ago, so it was not like it. It's been out for a while, but yeah, you're right. Why put that initially, unless you're trying to get the whole thing where, I don't, why do you do that? Just, I don't want that out there. X-rays taken on Friday. Maybe they're trying to say, see, guys, you don't always see it initially. It doesn't always show up initially when there's inflammation. See, here's another one. All it comes off as is, what's wrong with y'all's equipment? How do y'all not see this? Why is this every single time? Maybe she put it out there because the Astros said, you know what, say this again, because this happened with Jeremy too. See? I mean, it happens with a lot of people, but that's not how we take it. We take it as, what in the world is going on? Why do they never pick up what? Then stop having the initial x-rays altogether then. If you can't trust them ever, then what are we doing?
I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? Don't tell us that anymore. Just go, hey, there's a small fracture. We found a small fracture. It took 2 weeks to find, but we found it.
Well, have you looked at any of the comments underneath their post?
No.
Let's see. It starts like this. We need a new medical team. These lying a-holes are going to cause someone serious injury. We got this guy. Kyle Tucker better be wearing one of those Dan Pastorini flak jackets the next time he faces Brian Abreu. Knowing this medical staff, if he comes back before playoffs, that's a win. You mean Pena has a small discomfort in his stomach, according to the medical staff? Let's see. Non-displaced rib fractures are often missed on initial x-rays. Oh, here comes somebody coming in and letting you know. Astros need to invest in better imaging equipment, it seems.
Yes.
So out for the year is what somebody else says. I mean, shocking the Astros player was misdiagnosed by the crack orthopedic staff. I've never heard of such a thing. Like it's not great. Huh. He has a what? A stomach ache? Yeah, this is they're pretty much exactly like we are here on this show. Front office PR department and medical staff need to get their ship together in regards to initial injury reports. First it was Tuck last season, then it was Jordan, now Pena. I can't trust initial reports ever again from the Astros. Well, yeah, we've kind of been there.
Yeah, no, we can't. Yep.
How do they still have jobs? They suck is all caps. Methodist has some explaining
to
do.
Just don't do that anymore. And Julia's a team player. It didn't help saying that they missed it.
Yeah,
first
I don't think
time.
She realized this was. No. I think she just thought she was putting.
She
some
might
info
not know
out.
What the. Yeah,
I don't think she realized that the team doctors are going to get a beating on Twitter,
right.
And frankly, the front office.
Yeah,
but you can't delete that tweet once it's out there because it makes you look.
Unless a complete break of a rib, a hairline fracture, are most common, are hard to detect. Yeah, yeah.
No, it may be. I mean, I'm sure that's the case. We're just saying what it looks like.
Yeah,
it looks like. Oh, here they go again with their janky MRIs and x-ray machines that can't pick up anything early on.
Yep.
Here we go again. Peace. See you in September, Jeremy. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
I got a rest in peace to Granato if he wears orange to the game. And then that'll be it. We're going to go to the 4th of July. We're going to go to the Astros and Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Yep.
You'll wear Astros dark blue. Like
I'm
Dodgers
wearing my
blue.
ESPN orange shirt. I got an orange ESPN shirt.
ESPN, like our station?
Yeah.
When did we have that? We had an orange shirt?
Yeah, we have an orange shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, meet the team. Maybe if you spend a little time
hold on a
with the, you know, the promo team that goes out to the event.
You mean like Skyler?
Yeah.
What's Skyler doing right now?
I don't know what Skyler's
Yeah, you
doing.
Don't know, do you? Because you don't meet the team. She's over there working with Sam now, learning a brand new skill set.
Oh, I
How would
that.
You know
I
that?
I don't know what she's
You're
doing
drinking
right
in
now.
LA. Yeah.
I don't know what That's she's doing
That's because I
right
met
now.
The team. That's because I know the team and met the team and know the team. And I check in on the team.
She's probably
You're
getting ready
get
for work right
on
now. I don't know.
Who can we have come in for John after he's stabbed in the kidneys, Del? Do we have somebody who can come in after John is stabbed? Will Kunkel, maybe. Will Kunkel.
Well, all listen, all I have to do is get I go get an MRI from the Astros, and it'll
it
be fine.
It won't seem so bad.
It'll be fine.
And then you'll be in intensive care the next – in 2 days later, you're in intensive care. We actually missed. It was a punctured lung. It doesn't show up on the first X-ray. It doesn't show up.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776 to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The next game versus Cubs, you throw nothing but fastballs at Tucker's shins. We know that his shins do not hold up.
Yeah.
We know that for a fact.
No, we do know that. Hey, did you do John Daspit yet? Did you talk about John Daspit yet?
No, why?
I think you probably should.
Well, I'll be more than happy to. John Daspit is the personal injury lawyer who, you know, I mentioned it before. He's kind of a, I mean, he has fun. He has a great sense of humor. He's more serious. Like, he's not trying to come off as some clownish guy on TV commercials. As a matter of fact, he hates that. And he says, look, this is a serious entity. I'm dealing with people who have lost limbs, lost life. There's been loss of life in families. There are accidents where people are going to be impacted with, you know, physical disabilities for the rest of their life. He deals with some really serious stuff. And so it's not a joke to him. He's not trying to put together goofy commercials. He just wants you to know that he's going to fight hard for you. He's going to have the amount of lawyers that allow you to have individual care with your case. They go out there and they are going to make sure all the bills are taken care of. And what that entails is getting you the X-rays, the CT scans, the MRIs to make sure everything's okay. If there's anything that was caused by your accident, you need to, because sometimes with the adrenaline, you don't know it for the first few days, and then it can get worse and worse and worse. And so John Daspit wants to make sure that's all taken care of. He's not going to rush. He's going to make sure that you get the best settlement possible, and that includes everything being taken care of. All of your time off from work is going to be compensated for, and your pain and suffering is going to be a real, you know, payout for you that accommodates your pain and suffering. And for a lot of people, don't worry, it's going to be, you know, pain and suffering that lasts in some cases a lifetime. I hope that never happens to you. But if you are dealing with that, you need John Daspit on your side to fight against those insurance lawyers who are simply trying to squeeze you and just get the best result for their client. John Daspit's going to do the same thing for you, I promise you. And this guy has a great winning percentage. The Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to the website. You can start your online chat right now at DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.